We're looking at the 70-week prophecy, and we're in the very last verse of it today, Daniel 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In Daniel chapter 9, we discover that God is giving the nation of Israel a final chance to really subscribe to the covenant and become what God always intended them to be, a light to the Gentiles that would show the world the truth about God's love. And when Jesus was baptized in AD 27, he began a public ministry where he literally took over the role that had been assigned to the church. He began to show the character of God to the world. In John chapter 17, Jesus says he showed God's name to the world, which is another way of saying he showed God's character to the world. And for 3.5 years, he lived with the people. He healed the people, he loved the people, and he taught the people. Then we nailed him to a cross, which happened in the midst of the week, just as the prophet Daniel had predicted. Of course, that leaves another 3.5 years in the prophecy, which takes us down to AD 34. Scholars are generally agreed that was the year Stephen was stoned to death as he reviewed the history of God's working with the nation of Israel. After that time, if you read the Bible carefully, you discover that the believers scattered, heading for all the outlying cities and nations that surrounded the city of Jerusalem. And it was at the stoning of Stephen that God first laid the burden of conviction on the heart of Saul, the man who would become the great apostle to the Gentile nations. Israel had failed to become the light that God intended, and so the work of spreading the gospel essentially cut out the middleman and went straight to the Gentile nations. And Jesus described what would happen just prior to his crucifixion. Listen to his words in Matthew 21 and verse 43. Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof." So, how does that affect our lives today? Well, it's really pretty simple. It teaches us that nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, is going to stop God from bringing in the kingdom of Christ. He's simply not going to allow the pain and suffering to go on forever. And in the New Testament, we have been invited to be lights, the salt of the earth, ambassadors for Christ. Over and over again, God invites us to be part of the process, but with or without us, it will happen. And that means we've got to answer the question, are we in or are we out? Are we part of the process or are we standing in the way? And I think in our hearts, knowing the immeasurable love of God, we know which alternative is the better way to live.